name is David Powell. I lived here basically all my life. My wife is Kimberly Powell. She works at the school system. I work at the Bay Company. And I've been on assembly for about 10 years now. I have 4 children.
What motivates you to run again?
There's a lot of things that we're in the works of completing, and I'd like to see those to completion. I might be able to get them completed in the next 3 years. We have Aldertop land for sale. We have the ACL tourist thing going on. We have the 6 Mile Mill property that we got a lot of stuff working on.
What's your vision of the Wrangell community 5 or 10 years down the road?
I hope that the things that we are doing right now, 5 to 10 years down the road, will bring in a lot more commerce and bring in more people.
Yeah. And how do you balance immediate needs with long-term planning?
We are always on a tight budget, so immediate needs, I would say that we just have to look at them as they come along and see what we could do with them.
Yeah, while you're planning the other things.
While we're planning everything else. And I know it's going to take a lot. We got a great crew at the city, great leadership, and I mean, it amazes me how they find money, but they do.
For people who don't often engage with local government, what would you say to them on why their participation matters?
Well, I've always been really advocate of coming to meetings, being informed. It's really nice that our clerk got in where we can actually watch a video of our meetings and stuff. I know KSD broadcasts them. And you can participate that way. It's really hard not to be at the meeting, though, if you want to be heard. You need to go to the meetings and you need to be informed of what's going on. I would just say that we've had some multiple meetings in the last year or so, where people have come and they're not informed, and things get a little bit out of hand sometimes because they are pretty passionate sometimes. But then I try to inform people as much as I can, you know, but they need to watch some social media. They have posts on there, KSDK, any way that they can. Look at the city website, but be informed of the issues of what's coming up and what meetings have been taking place too.
And what challenges does the assembly face?
People not being informed at all, that's the biggest challenge that I have, is that people will come after a meeting and they're, I can't believe you guys are doing that. And I explain to them, you know, this is how many meetings we have had, and this has happened in the past quite a bit. And they're going like, I didn't know that. And that's why, before your other question is, be informed. Nothing's hidden. You can go talk to the city clerk at any time you want, and she will let you know everything. The other biggest challenge is the things you want to get done and not having enough funds to do it.
And how could the assembly improve?
I don't know that, to be honest with you. And I'll tell you why I say that. It's because you look at the last 2 to 3 elections. The last 2, honestly, is nobody's running. And I'm hoping that means that we're doing the right things and we're you know, giving people the right answers and we're moving forward like people want. I would really think that if they want us to improve, they need to come and say, hey, we don't agree with what you're doing, or run for a seat and say, okay, I want to move in this direction and you're moving in the wrong direction. So when it comes to improving, I will be honest with you, in the 10 years I've been there, I think we've made leaps and bounds on the assembly being very informed of what the whole crew is doing.
What has been the most important task as an assembly member for you?
I am very avid with our budget, okay? I look at it very hard. When we go to a budget meeting, everybody kind of goes like, okay, what's Dave going to take away from us now? And I don't do that all the time. I mean, this year I suggested to fully fund the library, and they had cuts taken. And in the past, I've seen a lot of waste. And right now, I think we got a very good, tight system going on right now.
What do you bring to the assembly that's unique or especially valuable?
I run one business. I own a business. I've always said that I believe that the city is a business, although it's not. But I think it should be ran like a business. We collect money and we give service just like a business. I feel a good business sense to the assembly.
Great. Is there anything else you'd like to add to this?
I said it earlier, get informed, get involved. If you don't like the way things are going, come and talk to one of us. I'm really accessible. I have a lot of people talk to me when it's a really contentious item, but also come to the meeting, because a voice and a person seen at our meetings has a lot more weight than just talking on the street.